betrayed by just about everybody that he appointed because he didn't really make the appointments. The rhinos did, the deep state did. Now, this time around, I think he's got an agenda.
Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics, and quite fortunate because one of our favorite guests on the show, the great Dr. Jim Willie, is joining us here. And amongst other new breakthroughs, right before we hit the record button, he informed me A, that we're in December, and B, that he gets a year older as each year passes off the calendar. I don't know if we'll get past the analysis on that, although if we do, a lot happening in gold and silver. Trump closer to coming in, and apparently he is not a fan of countries that have been de-dollarizing and told them to stiff it. And Jim, I assume that, as well as Hunter Biden's pardon and a whole bunch of other things going on. We're getting closer to tariff time. I figured you'd have very little to say on any of these matters, but we'll see if we can draw something out of you. And as always, a pleasure to have you on in here today. How are you today, sir? On Monday,
Today
December
is
2nd.
Monday, December 2nd. I'll be flashing this once in a while. I'm doing, let's just say, reasonably well given the circumstances. And these are historic times. We have to be careful that we comprehend and appreciate that these are historic times. We are in the process now of trying to uproot and unseat a cabal that has been in rather firm power in the United States since Papa Bush in 1988. So we're talking about 36 years. And I like to say that it's the narco presidencies. It's Papa Bush, Bill Clinton, Baby Bush, Barack Obama, and the extension of Barack Obama in his third term with the Biden show. And what Barack Obama got denied was a fourth term. And those who don't comprehend that, you're missing a very big story because the puppet master for the Biden show was Barack Obama. We haven't talked since the election. And let me just make a couple of brief comments. I don't want to talk long about the election, but Donald Trump won more of what was expected among the women, among the blacks, among Latinos, and among urban white males without a college education, the non-college white vote in cities. He did a across-the-board slam victory, monster win for the non-city, non-suburban, the rural vote. The rural vote he cleaned up. And where Kamala Harris, the closet communist, where she lost out most was she got denied the demographic of photocopies. She lost a big piece of the expected demographic for photocopy vote. And I was told, Chris, I was not really worried about this election. My anxiety when I watched CNN for 6 hours, and they did a creditable job. My anxiety was, how is this going to unfold? How are the battleground states going to turn out in favor of Trump? Will they be very close, or will it, be a rather clear victory in the seven battleground states? Not sure I can recite them all. Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. I may have missed one, sorry. But those are the battleground states, and he won every one. Okay, what I heard in June, and it was repeated in July from my military source, I call him the Florida wingman. And I do that because he has connections to the CENTCOM. Don't know if you're familiar, but CENTCOM is Central Command in Tampa, Florida. And he knows a couple people there, and they talk and they get together for, like lunch or coffee, and they talk with in person. It's a lot less electronic communication than it is face to face because it's more secure. And I learned something from him that's fascinating. because he was in line for Hurricane, oh gosh, it was not Helene, it was the one right after Helene. Oh God, the one right after Helene was aiming at Tampa, Florida. And I can't remember the
Milton?
name, I'm sorry. Pardon me?
Is that Milton?
Could have been. I'm not sure. It was right after the enormous damage from Helene in North Carolina, Western North Carolina. He told me, "Hey Jim, we're worried because this hurricane coming toward Tampa is Category 4. If it ever turns Category 5, it's going to just take my house and rip it off the map, my house. And I got two kids here, young kids." And the day after the hurricane went through, I contacted him and we talked. And I said, "What happened, wingman? What happened? How bad was it?" And he said, and I told him, I read that it turned into a Category 2 from 4. What on earth happened? Did the White Hat Command figure a way to weaken the hurricane before it hit Tampa?" And he said, "Yes, right on, Jim. Do you want to know how?" And I said, "I sure do. What was it?" And he said, "There were larger than golf balls, but they were like golf balls. They were dry ice, frozen carbon dioxide." I said, "You mean like a million golf balls dropped from above?" And he said, "Exactly." And it turned it into a Category 2. Chris, this is amazing. And later he told me that was a method that had been discovered 10 or 15 years ago. But to me, it was new. All right. He told me back in June and repeated in July that the team Trump was going to focus on the battleground states and they were going to interrupt vote fraud. And their main method was to interrupt the mail-in ballots, the drop-in boxes, the drop boxes for the mail-in ballots. They were going to interfere with late-night deliveries of fraudulent packages, like what happened in Michigan. They didn't stop one in Michigan, so they lost the Senate seat to a woman named Slotkin. She's a Democrat, and she should not have won. I had boots on the ground from a guy who knew someone in Detroit. But what I heard back to the Florida wingman was that they were going to have under much better control a focus on the battleground states, and Trump is probably going to win them. So watch the battleground states, Jim, because we know he's going to lose California. We know he's going to lose Vermont and New York. Those aren't really up for grabs. And I said, "You really think he's going to win Michigan? You really think he's going to win Georgia?" And he said, "You watch. Yeah, they will." And that's what happened. And my only complaint, and really, I was scrutinizing CNN, watching on election. I mean, I took a nap at 2 o'clock, almost an hour siesta, so that I could stay up late, with my parents' permission, I could stay up late. And I stayed up till 1 o'clock at night. My only complaint about CNN was that they were the last one to call Michigan, I'm sorry, last one to call Pennsylvania red, and they were the last one to call North Carolina red. But I had a buddy and we were communicating with text messages, and he was watching Fox News and I was watching CNN. So I got the news like an hour before CNN called North Carolina red, Fox News called it red. And I decided to go to sleep as soon as CNN called Pennsylvania red for Trump. And I was a little bit annoyed because I wanted to go to sleep. But my friend watching the Fox News said, "Jim, you got like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours since Fox News called Pennsylvania red." And I said, "Yeah, I know, it's very annoying." And I'm very happy to see Chris Wallace forced into resignation at CNN. I was watching his comments very closely, and I gotta say, he was rather objective and professional. It was about midnight, and he said, "You know, we cannot deny. Trump has done well in the battleground states, and he's got a lead, and he's maintaining it. And this is the people making their decision, making their choice." And I thought, "Wow!" I thought he was going to say, "People are stupid. What's going on?" But no. And like a week later, Chris Wallace was forced to resign. We've got mainstream news now that is in turmoil. CNN is up for sale with no buyers. It'll eventually be sold for 10 or 20 cents on the dollar. I heard, but I cannot confirm that Elon Musk bought Fox News. I cannot confirm that. I heard it. I heard it again. And there's been very little follow-through on that. MSNBC, they've basically shut down and they're up for sale with no bid. Elon Musk has said, I like the idea of maybe buying MSNBC and turning it into a 24-hour a day news live streaming network with no panel. Wow, wouldn't that be interesting? So I was impressed by a couple of different factors regarding the election. Every state that Harris won had no identification required. So they could have bussed in like a boat load of Mexicans into San Diego to vote. They could have brought in tens of thousands of Mexicans to vote in California. Okay, this is crazy. There was a law passed by, and I think it was very unconstitutional, by the California legislature that it was illegal to request identification. Okay, this is really, really gone. And if you think the governor has lost his wits, you're correct, because he just issued for Thanksgiving a whole palette of rules for family get-togethers at Thanksgiving. You know, only 2 hours you can be together and very limited passing of food. Are you kidding me? They need to do a recall to get rid of their California governor. I ain't even sure he's human. Okay, what's followed in the election had been a massive display of anti-cabal appointments. And, you know, I don't know if you've been following all the appointments. I imagine you've followed many, but there are a couple that have raised eyebrows. Most of them are really good. And the Kash Patel for FBI, wow. How could you get anybody more energetic and motivated to clean out that place, FBI? But there are a couple, Chris, that have been raising eyebrows. One was Marco Rubio, your Florida senator, elevated or appointed or named for Secretary of State. And my first reaction was, oh gosh, isn't he really connected to the military and the cabal? Yeah, in ways that I wasn't all that familiar with. I want to explain something, and you're going to enjoy this. It's called the Scaramucci maneuver. And this isn't a bedroom activity. I need to make clear. The Scaramucci maneuver is you remove a troublesome person from his post or her post, in this case, Rubio at Senator Florida, you get rid of him by elevating him to a position where you plan to fire him months later. Oh, he can't go back to Senator Florida. He can't go back. Okay. I mentioned my perspective on the appointment of Rubio at Secretary of State. They say Rubio at State. here's a perspective. He is friendly with cabal members, Trilateral Commission members, generals, and the military contractors. He's got good relations with them. So he might be a good mole. He might act as a mole to the cabal warriors and the military contractors without realizing that he's a mole. He might be bugged. His office might be bugged. He might be, and then comes after a while, after maybe he's served a purpose for, who knows, Chris, 8 months, 10 months until the Ukraine war is halted. And then he's given a project that they know he will fail at, and his failure will result in being fired. I think Marco Rubio might not last more than a year, maybe a year and a quarter as Secretary of State, and then be replaced by someone better. And meanwhile, a deal might have been cut with Governor DeSantis to replace the senator. That's a personal, not what's the word? That's a governor appointment for senator, but it's temporary. And then they've got to go through an election probably next November. I don't know how they work that. The Scaramucci maneuver. So maybe that was also done with a couple of others. I don't want to mention names, a couple of other appointments. But I listed them all with a little interpretation in the November newsletter. It got posted over the weekend. I'm very happy about that. And this is the Arcadia Economics with the irrepressible Chris Marcus. And there's a lot that can be said about the election and the appointments. I've been focusing on the appointments for the last 2 weeks. Who's going to be at defense? Wow, we got someone who's not even an active military figure, Hegseth, Heg, Hegbeth, Hegseth, whatever his name is. He was a Fox News military analyst, which is quite interesting. But wow, let me just get straight to some rubber hitting the road. When it comes to the medical, health, pharmaceutical sector run by the Rockefellers, they're going to want to kill Trump. They're not going to want reform. When it comes to the warriors, defense, military contractors, they're going to want to continue the forever war, and they're going to want to kill Trump because Trump wants a truce. He wants a ceasefire. He wants a surrender talk in Ukraine. And NATO is going to be Trump's principal enemy. It'll be the NATO wing of the US military. There's a third group called Langley. Langley is in charge of information, like MSM News, mainstream news. They're in charge of their puppets doing social networks, except for Twitter X. They're in charge of fact checking. They're in charge of search engines. And Trump has let it be known that he's going to go after all those who were in the government who were pressuring censorship. So I believe Langley's going to want to try to kill him. So it's the Rockefellers, the Warriors, and Langley. They're going to try to kill him. And they're not done. I think I've been told by the Florida wingman that he survived something like 28 assassination attempts. We only heard about three or four.
All right, and
There's a
Jim,
lot. Go ahead.
please. Well, I was
No, go
just
ahead.
going to say, with everything you said there, first of all, I'm hoping next election night there could be some way to live stream watching you watch CNN, which I would just love to experience that myself. But more.
It was no big deal. I was eating soup. I was having a sandwich, and I wasn't taking notes. I was just waiting. Are they going to show their bias? No, they haven't. Are they going to be ridiculous? No, they weren't. Are they going to be professional? They were sort of professional. Chris, I was very surprised. I was very surprised.
$10 to watch Jim Willie eat soup and a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, with all that said, more seriously though, obviously, we had 2016 drain the swamp, at least to the public eye. Here we are on Monday, December 2nd in
He didn't
2024.
drain shit for the swamp.
All right, so you finished the second half of the sentence, and just would love to get your comment where at least there's indications that we could be facing what if some of these things are enacted after Monday, December 2nd. Would you put that down already? So, I mean, you have the things and the implications that come along with if he does de-escalate the war. And I, of course, would love to get your thoughts on the U.S. decision to authorize the use of U.S. missiles, then fire them in there later. But obviously, that would be a big change with a lot of military industrial components contingent upon that. We have the cost cutting Doge board, which On one hand, eliminating wasteful government spending sounds great. On the other hand, if we're actually at the point where we need to process what comes, excuse me, along with that, that would certainly be a big significant change. And in terms of things like you mentioned with Big Pharma, now we have RFK in there. So I'm curious, with all these things that are now on the table, are you expecting a much different experience than what we got during Trump's first term?
Oh, yeah, I'm expecting everything to be different. I think there's a good argument, though I don't buy it 100%, a good argument that the first administration by Trump was a trap, was a sting. One of my favorite movies ever, I mean, for my entire lifetime, one of my favorite movies is The Sting. Paul Newman, Robert Redford. They were poker players and they ran a sting against a Chicago-based Irish mafia guy. It was one of the best movies I have ever seen. It's called a sting. And I never knew the term sting until I watched the movie Sting. I thought, what's a sting? Why do they call it sting? Then I saw the movie and I, okay, a trap, a trap. Okay, I never bought the argument completely, Chris, but there were a lot of opportunities in the first administration to trap people and to allow them to be exposed. I think rather than allowing them to be exposed, Trump saw that they were exposed as they betrayed him, including his own Vice President Pence. He was betrayed by William Barr, I think he was the Attorney General at the time. He was betrayed by just about everybody that he appointed because he didn't really make the appointments. The rhinos did, the deep state did. Now, this time around, I think he's got an agenda. He's got an agenda to clean up Washington, to end government aided or sponsored trafficking of children. He's got an agenda to end the vaccine. He's got an agenda to end the Ukraine war. I have a prediction. He's going to end the Ukraine war above ground, and below ground, it'll continue. The underground activity for trafficking children and drugs will continue. And the war will end above ground. And there'll be a lot of lost territory, but much of the lost territory will be owned by cabal members who are buying up property. For those who don't know the size of Ukraine, I like to mention this once every few months. Ukraine is like five Midwestern states in terms of square miles. It's Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri. If you do a square mile search like any search engine, and then you do the same square mile, square kilometer, same thing for Ukraine, you'll get the same answer. All right, so it's a very big country. And on the eastern side, they've got the manufacturing sites and a lot of Russian influence and Russian speaking, and that's where the ethnic cleansing was going on. But on the western side, they've got oil and gas, I'm sorry, gas facilities. They've got a lot of mineral facilities, mineral mines, and they're being bought up. Burisma is not the only one. There are a dozen, and most of them are owned by BlackRock. So my prediction on Ukraine is that the war will end above ground and it'll continue with trafficking below ground. My prediction regarding the medical, health, and pharmaceutical sector is that Trump will punt. This is a very big forecast, and I'm going out on a limb, Chris, but I think Trump and Robert Kennedy are going to punt, and they're going to say, we need to see where the ICC comes out on this. And it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be very dicey. Very dicey. And I got to say that Nuremberg One, I believe it was 1945, was a bit of a travesty. And it got a lot of attention as being justice when three or four firms got a complete pass, like Bayer. Okay? They were involved and they got a complete pass. All right. So I got my forecast of Ukraine, where it'll continue underground and the war will stop above ground. I got my forecast in that Trump and Robert Kennedy are going to gather evidence, make their case, and probably come up against a brick wall called BlackRock. I think BlackRock is going to be involved in stymieing them. What I expect to happen, and this is a big financial point. I like to, take the financial angle for a lot of the health-related matters and the war-related matters. There's going to be shit to pay when it comes to grabbing assets. L let's just say one state. I believe Kansas has a lawsuit against Pfizer. Let's say Kansas has a class action, and they have on like 5 or 10,000 people, and then they try to attach. It's called execute on the judgment. And I have experience with this in 1970. This is really funny. In 1972, I won a lawsuit against my landlord for violating the Nixon wage price freeze. Okay, the 1971 Nixon wage price freeze. He raised our rent $40 a month, Chris, and we nailed his ass. Okay, Kansas might rule in favor of the plaintiffs against Big Pharma and Pfizer, and then they have to execute on the judgment, which means we won. Now we gotta grab the assets. We need to execute and grab your asset. And I believe what's going to happen is they're not going to be able to find them. They'll be hidden in BlackRock. That's what I expect. They won't be able to get a dime. It's going to be really sad. We need to watch what Robert Kennedy does. I think he's going to be collecting evidence, making the case, and assisting the states for their case. Because remember, we're a nation of 50 states.
Jim, while we were talking about some of the legal things going on, I did want to bring this one up. Obviously, this came out just quite recently before we started recording here, and I'll play a second of this in the background. So
Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
I want to make sure that that is not going to change over the next 6 months. The president's saying he
still,
would not.
It's still a no. It's still a
It
no.
will always be a no.
It's still a no.
So I think you get the idea of that. And Jim, is there
Oh,
anything you'd like to comment on this?
I take Biden at his word. He's a liar. I take him as his word that he's a liar. And can we match the signatures and notice that they're not the same? Can we match the faces and notice they're not the same? Can we notice that Biden, the new Biden, actually signed many executive orders left-handed when the original was right-handed? Okay, I made my point. Done.
Jim, is there any chance the Trump team has contacted you to bring you as part of the administration to dig into any of these discrepancies?
No, but I am willing to sell them at a very high price, not an attractive price, a very high price. My collection of left side, right side, this is the old Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania, and this is the new one. This is the old Pompeo, and this is the new one. This is the old Prince Charles, and this is the new King Charles. And I've also got a couple pictures that are a little more entertaining and interesting, like the latest version of the aged, more aged Princess Diana. Exact same face, exact same hair. Do you remember how she had that big flowing hair? Well, she still does. She's not dead. I've got about 20 people, including Madonna. The new Madonna can't sing, but they're still selling off her name. Okay, this is really quite crazy. I had a very interesting story that was told to me because I noticed that before the it was a year and a half ago, they had the launch of Tom Cruise new movie of Top Gun, and they had someone who was presented as Tom Cruise doing an introduction. And I noticed, well, that's not Tom Cruise. It's close, but that's not Tom Cruise. So I captured that. Left side, old Tom Cruise, the new Tom Cruise, and I added it to my collection. Then I heard what happened. Well, this new Tom Cruise was in Hollywood giving opportunities for the intro. The original Tom Cruise was in Tokyo for the release of Top Gun in Tokyo. So at the same time, there was a Tom Cruise in Japan and someone that claimed to be Tom Cruise giving an intro to the movie in California. And I found out why. Because the CEO of the Scientology Church that Tom Cruise belonged to got arrested for molesting and torturing and I guess having sexual relations or whatever with children. So Tom Cruise's Scientology church director was in hot water and Tom Cruise bugged out of town. Okay. The one that I find the most fascinating is the new Prince Charles. And you know, it's a good facsimile. Left side, right side. I showed it to about five of my friends here, and every single one said that's not the same man. Here's why they did the new Prince Charles. It's again about money. They needed to elevate Prince Charles, who was executed, I think, 2 years ago for for what I was told, it was for murdering over 1,000 children. They brought in the new Prince Charles because they needed to make him king in order to have all the passage of the royal property that is estimated to be around $15 trillion. We're being played. I asked a client of mine and he didn't come through yet. I got to ask him again. He said, "Jim, the new Kate Middleton is not the same." I said, "I know. I've seen pictures. It's not the same face." "Yeah, but they present her in public as as Kate Middleton, and she's just doing fine." "No, it's not the same Kate Middleton." But let's stick to the finance. This administration is going to have an agenda to repair. Okay, let me just bring up what Trump said 5 months ago. He said, "My number one order of business will be to manage the dollar." And that probably means managing its default with the treasury bond. And then he comes out a couple of days ago to say he's going to slap 100% tariff on any BRIC nation that challenges the dollar supremacy, the king dollar. Any nation that doesn't kiss its ring and take its toilet paper called the treasury bill for payment of a shipment of finished goods. I'm telling you, Chris, this is the first potential blunder.
So there is part one of this interview with Dr. Jim Willey. A lot more coming up in part two, which we'll be sharing on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Although before we wrap up, we did have something else we ran by Jim to get his opinion on, and let's take you to that one right here. Jim, I did have one last note that I thought was truly special because I was doing some research last week and came across possibly the three greatest financial essays ever written. Turns out Ben Bernanke had a column at the Brookings Institute back in 2016, and he did a three-part trilogy. What tools does the Fed have left in case QE and taking interest rates to zero are not enough? And I finally nicknamed this the three planks of the Bernanke Manifesto because each one is truly special. Yeah, part one, when zero isn't enough, go to negative interest rates. Followed up by when going to negative short-term interest rates isn't enough, then target longer-term interest rates. And of course, followed up by part three, helicopter money. And it was amazing. He actually puts a quote from his book here.
But you need a helicopter.
Well, Jim, I got that covered for you as well because there, as you can see, and I'll hold him up in person, this is what Silver Chopper Ben actually
Does
looks like.
he have a pilot's license?
Jim, you can even come to this landing page that is linked below.
Here is the
The
silver chopper.
silver celebrities. Wait till you see who else pops up
Chopper
here.
Ben Bernanke.
That is so cool.
There he is, straight from Con Air, your Lord Craig Hemke. So at least if Ben is going to talk about helicopter money, now, in time for the holidays, you can get Helicopter Ben in Three nines fine, silver format.
I think it's beautiful. And how many ounces is that?
It's 26 ounces of three nines fine silver. And Jim, for your fan club, I might add that if they place their order before midnight on Thursday, December 5th, can be there in time for Christmas. So you can get Ben flying down your chimney, which I know is what everyone wants. And just wanted to let you know that
Does he
because this
fit
is.
down the chimney with all of his speaker fees loading
Well,
his pockets?
as you can see there, the forehead is quite large and bald, but most standard chimneys it can fit down. And yeah, why?
A lot of houses don't have chimneys anymore, Chris, and this is very unfortunate.
Well, I hear you. Although fortunately, Jim, when someone places an order before December 5th, they also get a Got Silver pillow and coffee mug to sweeten the deal just a little further. So anyway, wanted to let you know about that, and
Excellent, excellent.
we're
And
gonna get
I think
I think you have potential as a Silver Chopper Ben salesman.
it could be a tremendous collector's item in 5 or 10 years.
Yep, well, that's true. You can get an engraving on him too. So,
Well, you're going to be reading in the history books that the United States actually had negative interest rates, and Germany had the longest running negative rates because they didn't have adequate supply before they destroyed their economy in Germany by adopting the Russian sanctions.
yeah, well, calculating the currency to Silver Chopper Ben ratio, obviously an important statistic. I know you focus on that a lot in the hat trick letter, which is obviously important. Although I'll just add, if anyone would like to find out more, you can click on the link in the description field below. And Jim, thank you for today's call. We have part two coming up for people tomorrow, but anyway, we'll wrap up for now and we'll look forward to picking it up there.
Okay, thanks for everything, Chris. Good luck. And I hope you sell bunches of these helicopters. They're gorgeous and they're not silver coated. They're all silver. Okay. Thanks for having me on.
Three nines fine, my friend.
All right. Thanks. Bye now.